ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
Hello, it's Dr. Daria. I am back with Dr. Amy Kim, and I want to know, what is your skincare concern? I know as a lot of us get into our 20s, 30s, and 40s, we start to think about anti-aging and how do we keep our skin looking young and beautiful as we go through life. So there's a lot of different treatments out there. It can be confusing. So I brought in an expert, Dr. Amy Kim. She's a dermatologist and founder of the Baby Peeboo product skincare line. She's also in Atlanta at Metroderm. Amy, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate you for having me. Thanks.
I want to just kind of dive in for our anti-aging. What are some preventive measures that we can take and things in our 20s and 30s?
Right. So that's one of the most common questions that patients will ask me. And one of the things I tell patients and educate them about is there's three ways our skin ages and things that we get as our skin ages. One is we get more red spots. Two, we get more brown spots. And three, of course, we get more wrinkles. So there's two good preventative measures you can do to help slow all three of those things down. The first is sun protection. And the easiest way to do this is to use a daily sunscreen, particularly on your face, to kind of ward off those brown spots and the wrinkles. Sun, as we know, it emits these damaging ultraviolet rays that they work by breaking down the collagen, and they also act to promote the brown spots to form. And so if you use a daily sunscreen, that will help slow down those two things that we start seeing actually even in our 20s, and we particularly start seeing them happening in our 30s and onward. The second preventative measure you can do is use a prescription-graded topical tretinoin cream. So tretinoin is a vitamin A derivative, and there is a lot of great science out there. So topical tretinoin, it was found in the 1980s that when it was used for acne, that it was actually doing some good things. It was helping with the acne scarring, and you know, with acne scarring, sometimes you get the red stuff that stays behind and then it forms brown spots. So they realized that the topical tretinoin helped with that. And also coincidentally, they saw that it helped the fine lines and wrinkles. So that all started back in the 1980s. So topical tretinoin, it is a vitamin A derivative. It really works by preventing your collagen from breaking down. And it also helps with skin turnover, which basically helps with skin renewal. So when my patients use topical tretinoin, they'll complain and say that their skin looks dry. And I say, it is not making your skin dry. It looks dry because it's helping to turn over or literally slough off that top dead layer of skin that promotes the skin renewal. So those two things, if you do, and you actually can start in your mid or later 20s, it will slow down the aging process.
Okay, so I want to dive deeply on each of those. So when you said topical tretinoin, for our listeners, that the brand we often hear is Retin-A.
Exactly.
There's a lot of different ones, but
right.
So people know exactly what that is. And that is what you're saying. A lot of people say it made my skin flake, so they stop using it.
Right.
So tell people some instructions for kind of how to start using
it. Yeah, no, great. So when it's, you know, most people these days, they will actually take the package insert out and read it. So the practical thing is to prevent the irritancy of using these products, just make sure your face is dry. You know, I think on the insert it will say wait 10 or 15 minutes. You just got to make sure you don't feel any wetness to your skin. Wetness or the water on the skin can lead to the irritation of the of the Retin-A or the tretinoin.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, I mean, as a mom, the first thing I do when I get home, I just like to wash my face. So, you know, I've done that and I feel like by the time I go to bed, that's just me. That's just a daily habit I do. But the way you use it is more is not better. That's something I tell my patients all the time. Don't put more on thinking it's going to anti-age you faster. You just want to literally put a pea-sized amount in your hand. And that pea-sized amount will cover your whole face. You do not put it on your upper or lower eyelids, but you can put it around where crow's feet are. So one pea-sized amount. And then the trick is start off doing it every other night. And you at least the data out there shows that you at least have to do it three times a week to get the benefits, which ultimately comes down to using it Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or mm-hmm. doing it every other night. Okay. So I tell patients start off every other night, and maybe after a couple of weeks, if they can go forward to every night, even better.
Okay. Now, and then for people to buy it,
yeah,
don't bother with the stuff in the drugstore for the tretinoins, right? Go prescription?
Prescription is the best. And the other thing, when you talk to your dermatologist of your needs, of how you're going to use it, I usually recommend that you use a low strength, mm-hmm. Prescription graded strength, so that you can tolerate it and use it more often.
Okay.
Versus, you know, doing a higher strength and you're only able to use it once or twice a week, it's not going to give you any benefit. The mm-hmm. benefit has been shown even at the lower strength more often is actually a better way to use it.
Okay.
And over the counter, I don't know if we'll talk more about it, but if you're going to choose a product over the counter, it's fine. The inactive version of Retin-A is what's on what you'll see on the shelf is retinol. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think most dermatologists, we feel like, you know, an inactive version is better than nothing. Mm-hmm. It's not going to reap all the great rewards of it, but mm-hmm. it's better than nothing. But just know that it's the inactive version. So retinol products are fine to use. You just aren't going to see the bigger benefits as you will with the prescription graded.
Okay. So for the biggest bang for your buck, get the prescription form.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. And then going back to sun protection really quickly, any specific brands that you like for that?
You know, I think, what's so cool with cosmetic products is that the cosmetic products get better all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of women, and I like to pull information from my patients. A lot of women have liked the tinted moisturizers mm-hmm. because there's a lot of good choices and mm-hmm. a variety to choose from. But what's nice about the tinted moisturizers is a lot of them will match any skin type and color. So mm-hmm. There's one that me and my office like. It's called Revision.
Yes,
Revision tinted moisturizer. We like the matte one. It's worked on for my employees that have like white skin to even my yellow mm-hmm. Asian skin to someone who's got a darker brownish
universal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other, what about all these other miracle anti-aging topical products out there? Tell everybody what you should tell me.
I mean, I think a lot of it, you know, the skincare industry is a $1 billion+ industry mm-hmm. and a lot of it is marketing.
Yes.
And so it's not just.
If you tell me it'll make my skin look good, I'll buy anything.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, I mean, if you're going to spend the money on the Retin-A.
Okay.
On the prescription stuff. A lot of the other stuff is fluff. So people ask me, I am fine with over-the-counter moisturizers. Mm-hmm. If you want to buy department store stuff, you're going to pay more for the packaging, for the marketing, the way it smells, the way it feels. But it's, you know, it may make it feel better, but it may not necessarily make you younger. And I will tell you, if I had photos, and I should have more photos of this, I have some women who are like, you know, 65 to 70 years old, and they have used Retin-A for like 30 years or mm-hmm. so, their skin looks great.
Really?
Like they look their age in a way, but they just, it just, I mean, it's pretty amazing. So, you start early.
And when do you want people to start using that?
You can start, I mean, most people inquire, you know, right when they hit their 30s, but you can start even mid 20s.
Okay.
So.
All right. And then any specific eye cream? Same thing? Just buy it over the counter at the drugstore?
Yeah. Eye cream is, unfortunately, there really is no proof in science to eye cream. Mm-hmm. So really, I just tell people to buy over the counter. Like over the counter brands like Olvalet, Regenerist has a eye cream, and L'Oreal has a good one too. The ones that you're going to buy in the department store, again, I remember I played with that stuff too. It's just, you're going to pay at least $100+, mm-hmm. but there's no really real added benefit.
I know. And to all of our listeners, she lives by this. Whenever I call her and say, I have this really cool cream, it's going to make me look like I'm 10. And she's like, put it away, go buy your oil of a leg.
Yeah.
So, okay. So key points here, sunscreen and Retin-A.
Yes.
Focusing on those.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. And I know we're running out of time, but we're going to be wanting to come back in talking about some of your favorite procedures at the dermatologist.
So sure.
We have 20 seconds.
Sure, sure. A couple of procedures you can look for. I think two things to keep in mind when you ask your dermatologist is ask, how often do I have to do this procedure mm-hmm. or treatment and how much? And I think those two questions will tailor you to where the dermatologist will point out, you know, the treatments.
And we'll come back and we'll talk more about mm-hmm. that because I know a lot of our listeners want to hear more about it.
Great.
Again, you're listening to Dr. Amy Kim from Metroderm Dermatologist in Atlanta and the founder of the Baby Pee Boo skincare products line. And this is Dr. Daria on ShareCare Radio.